Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We give you glory, God. We give you praise, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, let's just praise him right now. Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we worship you, Jesus. Gloria a Dios. Hallelujah. Estoy tan agradecida con Dios primeramente al estar en su presencia. I'm so thankful to be in the presence of God. Aren't you thankful? Hallelujah. I thank Brother Grant for allowing me and giving me the opportunity to speak today. And I also give honor and thanks to my pastor, Brother Bauman, and his wife. And also I thank my mother that has supported me with everything. And so if you all can open your Bible in Hebrews 12, 1 to 2. Mi título hoy es Recipiente de su Reino.
My title today is going to be the recipients of his kingdom.
Hebreos 12, 1 a 2.
Hebrews 12, 1 through 2.
Dice, por tanto nosotros también teniendo en derredor nuestro tan grande nube de testigos.
Wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness.
Despojándonos de todo peso y del pecado que nos asedia y corramos con paciencia la carrera que tenemos por delante.
Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
Puesto los ojos en Jesús, el autor y consumador de la fe, el cual por el gozo puesto delante de él sufrió la cruz.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross,
menospreciando el oprobio y se sentó a la diestra del trono de Dios,
despising the shame and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Amen. Pueden sentarse.
You may all be seated.
En Hebreos 11, todo el capítulo habla de todos los que permanecieron en la fe.
In Hebrews 11, we see those that maintained the faith.
Por la fe Abel ofreció sacrificio que Caín, porque él obedeció a Dios.
By faith Abel offered a greater sacrifice than Cain because he maintained his obedience.
Por la fe Enoch no miró muerte porque él obedeció a Dios.
By faith Enoch never saw his death because of his obedience to God.
Por la fe Noé construyó la arca cuando se le fue mandado por Dios.
By faith, Noah built an ark to save his family when God commanded him to.
Por la fe, Abraham salió a recibir una tierra extranjera.
By faith, Abraham went into a strange land.
Y por la fe, Isaac y Jacob fueron coherederos de la misma promesa.
And by that same faith, Isaac and Jacob were the part of the promised land.
Dios es fiel a su palabra.
God is very faithful to his word.
Y todos tuvieron la valentía de seguir la carrera para obtener la fe.
And they all had the courage to run the race to obtain the promises of God in their lives.
Ellos caminaron por fe y no por vista.
They all walked by faith and not by sight.
Mantuvieron la certeza y el valor de seguir el llamado de Dios.
And kept the assurance that they had and the strength to follow the will of God.
Y todos dieron un sacrificio para obtener el legado de la fe.
All of them offered sacrifices and paid a price to have the legacy of faith.
Todos fueron fieles y por eso sus descendientes obtuvieron la promesa.
They were faithful and therefore their descendants were recipients of the promise of his kingdom.
Hebreos 11:39 relata de que muchos de ellos no pudieron recibir sus promesas.
Hebrews 11:39 says that not many of them were able to receive their promise.
Pero sobre todo ellos guardaron y abrazaron un legado de fe.
But yet they still held on to their faith.
Unos alcanzaron promesas como Josué y Caleb obtuvieron la tierra prometida.
Some obtained promises just like Joshua and Caleb obtained the promise.
David, que por su fe y su obediencia
obtuvo el reino de Israel.
David had the kingdom of Israel through his faith and obedience.
Otros taparon bocas de leones.
Others stopped the mouth of lions.
El ejemplo de Daniel que fue puesto en el fuego.
For example, Daniel that was thrown into the burning fiery furnace.
Y fue liberado de los leones sin ningún daño.
But was freed from that without any harm.
Otros apagaron fuegos impetuosos.
Others quenched the violence of the fire.
Como Sadrach, Mesach, Abednego.
Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Ellos también tuvieron puestos sus ojos en Jesús.
They also had their eyes set upon Jesus.
Y fueron preservados del fuego.
And they were preserved from the fire.
Otros evitaron filo de espada.
Others escaped the edge of the sword.
Como los israelitas que escaparon de la mano de Faraón.
Just like the Israelites were escaped from the hand of Pharaoh.
Podemos ver el ejemplo en Éxodos 18:4.
You can see this example in Exodus 18:4.
Unos sacaron fuerzas de debilidad.
Out of weakness, some were made strong.
Como Ezequiel que clamó a Dios por una sanidad.
Just like Hezekiah was restored from his sickness.
Él estando débil.
When he was weak.
Otros hicieron fuertes en batallas.
Others were waxed valiant in fight.
Y Dios peleó en cada uno de sus batallas.
And God fought in each one of their battles.
Otros experimentaron vituperios.
Others had trials of cruel mocking and scourging.
Fueron lastimados
they
y
were beaten,
torturados como los apóstoles.
They were beaten, punished, and tortured just like the apostles.
En Hebreos 11:39 dice que todos estos alcanzaron buen testimonio.
In Hebrews 11:39, we see that they all had a good testimony.
No recibiendo lo prometido.
Yet they did not receive their promise.
Mas todos fueron recipientes de su reino.
Yet Amen. They were all recipients of the kingdom of God.
Ellos tuvieron puestos sus ojos en Jesús.
Because they had their eyes set upon Jesus.
El autor de vida y salvación.
The author and the finisher of their faith.
Se comprometieron en su llamado.
To their calling.
Ellos fueron fieles hacia su meta final.
And being faithful unto the very end.
Mas todo fueron persistentes.
Yet they were all persistent in their work.
En su trabajo, pero sobre todo corrieron la carrera.
Overall, they did run their race.
Todos fueron fieles a Dios.
They were all faithful to God.
En una carrera pasan una batuta.
In a race, the racers pass a baton.
Y la carrera no se trata de los corredores.
And the race is not about the racers.
Sino de la batuta.
But about the baton.
El que mantiene la batuta bajo su velocidad.
The
su
one,
poder.
The one that maintains the baton under its power.
Es el que obtiene la victoria del equipo.
It's the one that maintains the victory of the team.
Y así también los ancianos corrieron la carrera y pasaron el legado, una batuta de fe.
Likewise, the elders of faith have run the race and they have passed the baton of faith to generation after generation.
Y dieron sacrificio para obtener para la promesa.
They have all paid a price to maintain a promise.
Por su fidelidad de nuestros ancianos que guardaron la fe.
It was through the faithfulness of the elders that kept the faith.
Tenemos ahora acceso de recibir promesas en nuestras vidas.
Now we have access to receive the blessings and promises in our lives.
Y yo estoy tan agradecida con el pastor, el hermano Grant y su esposa.
I am very thankful for Brother Grant and his wife.
Por todo lo que hacen por esta congregación y por los estudiantes.
For all that they do for this church and the students.
A todos los maestros, predicadores y a cada uno de ustedes.
For every teacher, minister and preacher.
Los admiro y los respeto por abrazar el legado de fe.
And for each one of you that has embraced the legacy of faith.
Y por esto.
And because of this,
la experiencia de asistir a ABI,
my experience at ABI,
me ha cambiado personalmente y radical.
Has radically changed my life.
Dios me ha enseñado grandes cosas en su palabra.
God has taught me great things in his word.
Él ha cumplido promesas en mi vida.
And has fulfilled many promises in my
cosas
life.
Cosas que yo nunca imaginé tener o experimentar.
Things that I never thought I could have or experience.
Mas Dios tiene un propósito para cada uno de nosotros.
Yet God had a purpose in my life.
Es por su gracia y misericordia que estoy viva.
It is by his grace and mercy that I am alive today.
como ocho años atrás.
8 years ago.
Yo estuve en un accidente de vehículo.
I was in a car accident.
Y no puedo recordar qué exactamente fue lo que pasó.
And I can't remember all the details to it.
Pero lo que puedo recordar es que la van volteó 3 veces.
But one thing I can remember is that the van that I was in had rolled over 3 times.
Y podía ver el carro ya en fuego estando adentro.
And I could see the car was in flames.
Mi hermano,
my brother,
salió,
which had gone out of the car.
Él rescató a todos los que estaban en ese vehículo.
He was able to take us all out of
el
the car.
El Dios que liberó a Daniel del fuego.
The God that freed Daniel from the fire.
Es el Dios que me guardó a mí.
Is the God that
Hallelujah.
Kept my life that day.
Te adoramos, Señor Jesús. Yo creo en el poder de oración.
I believe in the power of prayer.
Mas alguien estaba orando por mí.
I know that somebody must have been praying
porque
for us.
Porque fue el poder de Dios que me liberó de una tragedia tan grande.
Because it was by the power of God that we were able to leave that accident.
Como dice en Romanos 8:38.
Like Romans 8:38 says.
Lo cual estoy seguro de que ni la muerte ni la vida.
For I am persuaded that neither death nor life,
ni ángeles ni principados,
nor angels nor principalities,
ni potestades ni lo presente,
nor powers nor things present,
ni lo porvenir, ni lo alto ni lo profundo,
nor things to come, nor height nor depth,
ni ninguna otra cosa creada nos puede separar del amor de Cristo Jesús.
Nor any other creature shall be able to separate
Hallelujah.
Us from the love of God.
Aleluya. Es cuando me di cuenta que Dios no había terminado su obra en mi vida.
This tells me that God was not done with his work in my life.
Y ahora tengo el privilegio de testificar del poder de Dios en mi vida.
And now I have the privilege to share that testimony of what God did in my life.
Dios ha aumentado mi fe durante momentos difíciles.
God has grown my faith throughout hard times.
Y Él me ha bendecido más de lo que pude imaginar.
And He has blessed me much greater than I could have ever
imagined. Ciertamente todos somos verdaderos, somos recipientes de su reino.
And truly we are all recipients of His kingdom.
Él hace cosas maravillosas en cada uno de nuestras vidas.
He has done great things in each one of our lives.
Dios nos ama mucho que Él provee bendiciones.
God loves us so much that He has blessed us greatly.
Bendiciones incontables.
Blessings that are unexplainable.
Además, nos bendice con, nos da salvación.
Apart from that, He has given us salvation,
provisión,
provision,
sanidad,
healing,
y protección.
Deliverance and protection.
Gloria a Jesús.
Praise God.
Como recipientes, ¿cómo debemos, qué debemos hacer?
But as recipients, what shall we do?
Primero, persistir y permanecer en sus caminos.
First, we need to persist in His ways and seek His kingdom.
En su reino y
and
justicia cada día.
And in His righteousness every day.
En Mateo 6:33 dice.
In Matthew 6:33 it says.
Mas buscad primeramente el reino de Dios y su justicia y todos serán y todas estas cosas serán añadidas.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Segundo, agradar a Dios en toda nuestra manera de vivir.
Second, we must please God in our daily lifestyles.
Primera de Pedro 1:15.
First Peter 1:15.
Dice, sino como aquel que os llamó es santo.
But as He which has called you is holy.
Sed también vosotros santos en toda vuestra manera de vivir.
So be ye holy in all the manner of conversation.
Porque está escrito, sed santos como yo soy santo.
Because it is written, be ye holy for I am holy.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
Tercero, debemos guardar sus mandamientos.
Thirdly, we must keep His commandments.
En Primera de Juan 3:22.
In 1 John 3:22.
Y cualquier cosa que pidiéremos la recibiremos de Él, porque guardamos sus mandamientos y hacemos las cosas que son agradables delante de Él.
And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight.
Y de último.
And lastly.
Debemos pasar el legado de la fe como los ancianos hicieron con nosotros.
We must pass the legacy of faith just as the elders have passed it unto us.
En Primera de Pedro.
In 1 Timothy.
Timoteo, disculpen.
In 1 Timothy 4:6.
Primera de Timoteo 4:6 dice, ocúpate en estas cosas, permanece en ellas.
If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things,
para que tu aprovechamiento sea manifiesto a todos,
thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ,
ten cuidado de ti mismo y de la doctrina,
nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine,
persiste en ello, pues haciendo esto te salvarás a ti mismo y a los que te oyeren,
whereunto thou hast attained.
La clave es persistir.
The key to that is persistence.
Persistir.
Persistence.
Y esto me recuerda de la historia de Ruth.
And this reminds me of the story of Ruth.
Ella era de Moab.
She was from Moab.
Y ella se casó con uno de los hijos de Noemi, como dice en el libro de Ruth.
And she was married to one of the sons of Naomi.
Y la familia de Noemi,
and the family of Naomi,
era de Belén de Judá,
was from Bethlehem.
Ellos habitaron en Moab por 10 años porque había un gran hambre en la tierra de Belén.
The family abided in Moab because there was a great famine in the land of Bethlehem.
Y el esposo de Noemi se llamaba Elimelech.
Naomi's husband was Elimelech.
Y sus dos hijos eran Malón y Kelión.
And their two children was Mahlon and Chilion.
Más adelante la historia dice,
and later in the story as we read,
que Noemi perdió todo, su esposo y sus dos hijos.
That Naomi lost everything, her husband and her two children.
Y solo quedó con sus nueras, Orfa.
And she was only left with her two daughter-in-laws,
Orfa y Ruth.
Orfa and Ruth.
Orfa tuvo una decisión muy diferente que Ruth.
Orfa had a very different decision from Ruth.
Ella tomó una decisión propia de no seguir.
She decided,
su suegra Noemi.
She decided to not follow her mother-in-law Naomi.
No quiso abrazar lo que Dios le había dado.
She did not want to embrace what God had given her.
No tuvo la valentía o la fe para su futuro.
She didn't have the courage and faith for her future.
Su historia termina en el primer capítulo.
So therefore her story ends in the first chapter of Ruth.
Ella no pudo recibir las bendiciones que Ruth pudo recibir.
And she was not able to receive the same blessings that Ruth was received later in her life.
Al contrario, Ruth.
But Ruth
tuvo la valentía y la fe de seguir corriendo la carrera que tenía delante.
She had the courage to run the race that she had ahead of her.
Ella fue persistente. Ella rogó a Noemi para quedarse y seguirla a ella.
She was persistent and cleaved unto Naomi that she would be able to stay with her.
Pero no solamente a Noemi, sino al Dios de Noemi.
But not just Naomi, but the God of Naomi.
Se comprometió ella para guardar también los mandamientos de Dios en su vida.
She was committed to keep God's commandments in her life.
Ruth confió en el Señor.
Ruth trusted in the Lord.
Él recompensó su fidelidad y restauró la familia de Ruth.
And God honored her faithfulness and he restored her family later.
Y además tuvo a un hijo llamado Obed.
And then she had a son named Obed.
Y Obed tuvo a Isaí.
And Obed had Jesse.
Y Isaí tuvo a David.
And Jesse had David.
Y del linaje del rey David.
And it was through the lineage of David.
Nuestro Señor Jesucristo y Salvador fue nacido.
It was through that lineage that Jesus Christ was born.
Y como resultado.
And as a result of this.
Ella fue recipiente de la riqueza de Noemí. Y del reino de Dios.
She was the recipient of the richness of Naomi and the kingdom of God.
Las bendiciones en la vida de Ruth rebosaron.
The blessings of God in life
eran muchas.
The blessings of God in the life of Ruth overflowed.
Dios tenía un propósito en la vida de Ruth.
God had a great purpose in the life of Ruth.
Y ella fue un testimonio para Israel.
And she became a testimony to the land of Israel.
Aleluya, gracias, Señor.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ahora te pregunto, ¿qué harías tú?
So now my question is, what would you do?
¿Harías lo que Orfa hizo de abandonar todo?
Would you be an Orfa and abandon everything?
¿Y no ser parte del reino de Dios?
And not be part of the kingdom of God?
¿O harías lo que Ruth hizo?
Or would you be a Ruth?
Ella abrazó el legado de fe.
And embraced the legacy of faith.
Ella quiso guardar la palabra de Dios.
She wanted to keep God's word.
Y especialmente el legado de fe.
And especially the legacy of faith.
Yo puedo relacionarme con la historia de Ruth.
I can relate to the story of Ruth.
De que ella no sabía lo que tenía por delante.
That she did not know what was ahead of her.
Pero ella tomó una decisión de grande efecto para su futuro.
But she took a decision that made a great effect in her future.
Una misionera impactó mi vida.
A missionary affected my life.
Yo fui bautizada a los 12 años.
I was baptized at 12 years old.
Y recibí el Espíritu Santo meses después.
And received the Holy Ghost just a couple months after.
Y desde eso entonces yo tuve un llamado de ir a un colegio bíblico.
And since then I felt a calling to go to Bible college.
Sin saber qué es lo que había por delante.
Without knowing what was ahead of me.
Pero tan de repente,
but all of a sudden,
mi familia decidió moverse de Guatemala para Estados Unidos.
My family decided to move from Guatemala to the United States.
Y cuando yo llegué en este lugar,
and when I came to this place,
para mí se miró tan imposible de poder lograr esto.
For me, it became very difficult to accomplish that calling.
Porque era un país tan diferente con un lenguaje muy diferente.
Because it was a different. It was a different country with a language that I did not
pero
know.
Para Dios no fue imposible.
But for God, nothing is impossible.
Y ahora estoy aquí,
and now
en
I am here today
año en el colegio.
Attending ABI.
Dios tiene un propósito.
God has a purpose.
Y ahora puedo,
and now I can
darme cuenta que yo también soy recipiente de su reino.
Know that I am a recipient of God's kingdom.
Cuando tú guardas el legado de fe,
when you keep the legacy of faith,
no solamente te salvarás a ti mismo, pero a los que te oyeren.
Not only do you save yourself, but those that hear you.
Las personas a tu alrededor pueden ver Dios en ti.
God, the people around you can see the God inside of you.
El verano pasado,
last summer,
yo tuve una socia del trabajo.
I had a coworker.
Su nombre era Janine.
Her name was Janine.
Y Janine se acercó mientras estábamos en el área de descanso.
And Janine came near us as we were in the break room.
Estaba yo y mi hermana.
It was me and my sister.
Y ella dijo, ustedes,
and she said,
ustedes saben dónde hay iglesias.
Do you guys know where there's a church around here?
Y dijimos, sí.
And
nosotros
we said,
vamos
yes,
a la iglesia.
We actually attend a church.
La invitamos.
So we invited her.
Y ella desde eso entonces vino a la iglesia con sus hijos.
And it's until this day she comes to church with her kids.
Ahora ella puede ser parte del reino de Dios también.
And now she can also be a recipient of the kingdom of God.
Cada vez que voy en casa veo a sus niños en el altar.
It is awesome to see her kids in the altar.
De poder sentir la presencia de Dios en sus vidas.
That they can feel the presence of God in their lives.
Porque Janine vio algo, vio Dios en nosotras.
Because Janine was able to see God inside of us.
Jesucristo ha pagado el precio.
Jesus has paid a price.
Y nos ha dado salvación,
and
esperanza,
he has gave us salvation
y vida eterna.
Hope and an eternal life.
Aleluya. ¿Está agradecido por eso?
Are you thankful for that today?
Póngase de pie.
If
Aleluya.
You could please stand.
En Primera de Pedro 1:3.
In 1 Peter 1:3,
dice, por tanto, ceñid los lomos de vuestro entendimiento.
Blessed be the God and the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, which according to the abundant mercy,
sed sobrios y esperad por completo en la gracia que se os traerá cuando Jesucristo sea manifestado. Segunda de Timoteo 8:10.
Sorry, I had the wrong scripture. Can you start over? Sorry.
Primera de Pedro 1:3.
1 Peter 1:3.
Por tanto, ceñid los lomos de vuestro entendimiento.
Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Sed sobrios y esperad.
Which according in the abundant mercy has begotten us.
Por completo en la gracia que se traerá cuando Jesucristo sea manifestada.
Again, unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
En 2 de Timoteo 2:8-10 dice,
in 2 Timothy 2:8-10, it says,
acuérdate de Jesucristo del linaje de David,
remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David,
resucitado de los muertos conforme a mi evangelio,
was raised from the dead according to my gospel,
en el cual sufrió penalidades,
remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel.
Hasta prisiones a modo de malhechor, mas la palabra de Dios no está presa.
Wherein I suffer trouble as evildoer, even on bonds, for the word of God is not bound.
Por tanto, todo lo soporto por amor de los escogidos, para que ellos también obtengan la salvación que es en Cristo Jesús, con gloria eterna.
Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Jesus Christ with eternal glory.
Y de último podemos ver segunda de Pedro 3:13.
And lastly, we can see 2 Peter 3:13.
Pero nosotros esperamos, según sus promesas, cielos nuevos y tierra nueva.
Nevertheless, we according to his promise look for new heavens and new earth,
en los cuales mora la justicia,
wherein dwelleth righteousness.
Dios nos ha llamado,
God has called us
de su reino.
Recipients of his, the new heavens and the new earth.
Él nos ha prometido cielos nuevos.
God has promised us a new earth.
Y tierra nueva.
And a new heaven.
En Cristo Jesús tenemos salvación eterna.
In Jesus Christ we have a new salvation.
No dejes que el enemigo tome tu fe.
Don't,
porque Jesús está contigo.
Don't let the enemy rob your faith because Jesus is with you.
Dios va a ganar tus batallas.
Jesus will win your victories.
Y al final, Él tiene un galardón para nuestras almas.
He has a reward for your soul.
Si guardamos sus mandamientos y el legado de fe.
If we keep His commandments through the legacy and faith.
Vamos a orar.
If we could all pray.
Gracias, Señor, por el legado de la fe que nos has
Thank
dado,
you,
Señor.
Jesus,
tú eres bueno, Señor, y tú eres digno. Señor, te damos la honra y gloria. Señor Jesús, ayúdanos, Señor, a alcanzar un legado de fe para poder verte, Señor Jesús. Gracias te damos en el nombre de Jesús.
Hallelujah. Could we lift up Jesus for a moment? Yes, God, we love you, Jesus. We exalt you in this place, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that we are recipients of your kingdom, oh Jesus. Thank you, God, that we have an eternal hope in you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. I do not take it lightly at all to stand up in this place. I'll try not to tear up as I speak up here, but this is home to me. This is family. These are the altars where.
Este es mi casa y esta es mi congregación y esta es mi familia.
This is the altars where I had.
Estos son los altares donde yo.
Sister Reese, pray for me. Sister Aslan asked me if everything was okay as she hugged me.
La hermana Aslan.
Sister Reed come up to me and just lay her hands on me. I had
y la hermana Reed ha venido a orar por mí y
everyone that I haven't mentioned, Sister Cruz, take me to the hospital at 3 in the morning. This is family.
Cruz que me ha llevado en el hospital a las 3 de la mañana.
Sister Hain,
esto
which
es
has
familia.
Welcomed my family and obviously your family's included too.
Y también
everyone
mi familia,
that has loved me, this is
todos me han amado.
This is my family.
Esta es mi familia.
And I love you all very much, so I
y los aprecio
take it
a todos
with great honor to
con
stand
un honor
up here.
Grande.
And if I didn't mention you, I love you all. I seriously, this is my church.
Y también quiero mencionar que sí, sinceramente, es mi iglesia.
If you're watching online, brother and sister Grant, you guys already know that I love you very,
y si
very dearly.
Si está mirando nuestro pastor, el hermano Grant y su esposa, ustedes saben que los aprecio mucho.
If it wasn't for them, I don't know
si
where
no
I would
por
be
ellos,
today.
No sé dónde estuviera hoy.
If we could all open to Psalms 18:1-3.
Si podemos abrir nuestra Biblia en Salmos 18:1-3.
I give honor to my husband. As he takes care of my baby,
while I'm up here. Mi bebé.
Psalms 18:1-3.
Salmos 18:1-3.
I will love thee, O Lord.
Te amo, O Jehová.
My strength.
Fortaleza mía.
The Lord is my rock.
Jehová, roca mía,
and my fortress,
y castillo mío,
and my deliverer,
y mi libertador,
my God, my strength,
Dios mío, fortaleza mía,
in whom I will trust,
en él confiaré,
my buckler,
mi escudo,
and the horn of my salvation,
y la fuerza de mi salvación,
and my high tower,
y mi alto refugio.
I will call upon the Lord,
invocaré a Jehová,
who is worthy to be praised,
quien es digno de alabar.
So shall I be saved from my enemies,
y seré salvo de mis enemigos.
If you could all bow your heads and pray with me.
Podemos orar.
Jesus, I pray that you would have your way in this place today, God. I pray that your word would take root into our hearts today, God. Lord, I do not take it lightly to be in this place today, God. I pray that you would minister unto my church today, God. I pray, God, that you would speak into their lives today, God, that we would leave transformed in this place. I believe what we sang at the beginning, God, that anything can happen in your presence, God. I believe, Jesus, that you are the healer, God, that you are the provider, Jesus, that you are the one that can make a way when there seems to be no way, God. Yes, God, we give you all the glory and all the honor for what you're going to do in this place today. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. You may all be seated.
Pueden tomar asiento.
Today I'd like to speak to you on the subject, the God of David.
Me gustaría hablarles de el Dios de David.
It seems that David is someone that you'll for sure listen to about if you're in church for a month or so.
Parece que ustedes pueden escuchar esta historia en un mes si están en la iglesia.
King David is one of the most well-known persons of the Old Testament.
El rey David era uno de los las personas más conocidas en el Antiguo Testamento.
It takes from Samuel to 1 Kings and the part of Psalms as we just read to completely tell the story of David.
Toma desde el libro de Samuel, el libro de Reyes y parte de Salmos para acabar de leer de la historia de David.
I don't believe there is anyone else which their life is as expanded in the Bible other than Jesus Christ, of course.
Yo no creo que hay otra persona que su vida es tan expandida como la vida de Jesús.
But for those of you who may not know anything about David,
pero para los que no conocen la vida de David,
he was a young man that came from the lineage of Jesse.
Él era un joven que vino del linaje de David.
Yet David was no great thing at the time of his calling.
Y en ese momento de su llamamiento, él no era una grande cosa.
Just a young shepherd boy out in the field keeping busy.
Solamente un joven como pastor de oveja que se estaba manteniendo ocupado.
In fact, at the time of his calling, his father didn't even want to present him to Samuel.
Y hasta su padre no quería presentarlo a Samuel
as someone that could have been anointed by him.
Como alguien que pudo ser ungido por él.
I'm sorry. But there was one thing about this common young man is that he exemplified what it meant to know who his God was.
Pero había algo muy común en este joven que era como un ejemplo que significaba saber quién era su Dios.
As you can see this exemplified in the story of David and Goliath.
Como pueden saber la historia de David y Goliath.
David has faced a lion, a bear, and now he's about to face a giant which many fear.
David había enfrentado a un león, a un oso, y está a punto de enfrentar al gigante.
But not David, because David understood who his God was.
A un gigante que no, que todos temían, pero no David, porque David sabía que su Dios era más poderoso.
See, David in his victory turns to his God.
Si te das cuenta, David voltea a Jesús, a Dios, en su victoria.
Sorry. Later, as we progress in the story of David,
y después seguimos la historia de David,
he ends up living under Saul's roof.
Él está viviendo bajo el techo de Saúl.
But when people start to give more credibility to Saul than they gave to David,
pero cuando las personas le dieron credibilidad más a David que a Saúl,
as they sing, Saul has laid his thousands, but David his 10,000s.
Como decían y cantaban que Saúl había matado a 1,000, pero Saúl a 10,000.
David later finds himself being chased after a very angry man.
Entonces David se encuentra perseguido por un hombre tan enojado.
Later we see that later as we continue reading in the story of Saul and David.
Pero una vez más David voltea a Dios.
David is running from the persecution of an angry king.
David está corriendo de una persecución de un rey enojado.
But once again, David, in his fear and in his loneliness,
pero una vez más David en su temor y soledad,
he turns to the God that he knows.
Él va al Dios que conoce.
And he finds comfort in him.
Y encuentra refugio.
And he follows after God's heart.
Y sigue el corazón de Dios.
He understood who his God was.
Él entendía quién era su Dios.
I believe that it was in his understanding that he was constantly being kept from the hand of Saul.
Yo creo de que era por eso se había sido liberado de las manos de Saúl.
Later, as we continue reading the story of David, later, as we continue reading the story of David, he finds himself committing a sin that would take him so much farther than he had planned.
Después vemos en la historia de David que él había cometido pecado más de lo que él no planeaba.
Taking the wife of Uriah and killing a man to cover up his sin.
Tomando la mujer de Urias y matando a un hombre para cubrir su pecado.
Yet God sends Nathan to show him of all the sin that he had committed.
Entonces Dios mandó a Natán a avisarle de lo que él había cometido.
And once again, David finds himself at the grace of Jesus.
Y una vez más, David se encuentra a los pies de Jesús.
Pleading to God for a child that had no fault in any of the sin that was committed.
Rogando a Dios por un hijo, por un niño que no había tenido culpa.
That God would keep his life.
Que Dios guardaba su vida.
See, whether it was in his victory in the story of Goliath.
Entonces, si ve que si fue en su victoria con Goliath,
in his persecution with Saul,
y su persecución con Saúl,
or in his sin with the wife of Uriah,
o en su pecado con la esposa de Urias,
David knew who to turn to.
David sabía a quién ir.
David acknowledged the God in his circumstance.
David siempre reconoció a Dios en su circunstancia.
Because he understood that it wasn't about his circumstance.
Porque él entendía de que no se trataba de su circunstancia.
But the God in his circumstance.
Pero del Dios de su de sobre su circunstancia.
It was that made David such a great man of God.
Es por eso que David fue un hombre, un gran hombre de Dios.
Because he knew who to turn to.
Porque él sabía a dónde ir.
Even if it came to his sin,
aunque se trataba de pecado,
he knew to turn to the grace of Jesus.
Él sabía que tenía que ir a la gracia de Jesús.
And repent for all that he had done.
Y arrepentirse de lo que había hecho.
I am here to tell this church today that it's not about your circumstance.
Y estoy aquí para decirte que no se trata de las circunstancias.
But about the God in your circumstance.
Sino del Dios de la sobre la circunstancia.
Whether it's in your victory,
no importando si en tu victoria,
in your loneliness,
en tu soledad,
or in your sin,
o en tu pecado,
where God might have to send somebody to you to show you what you have done wrong,
donde a lo mejor Dios te va a mandar alguien para mostrarte lo que
you
has
must
cometido.
You must understand that you have a God to turn to.
Y tú tienes que entender de quién a quién debes voltearte.
But why is it that we as a church like to carry so much on our shoulders and like to belittle the God in our circumstance?
¿Y cómo es que como iglesia llevamos todo sobre nuestro hombro?
Believing that he's not able to carry our burdens.
Creyendo de que él no puede tomar el control de nuestras cargas.
Our victories,
nuestras victorias,
our loneliness,
nuestra soledad,
or our sin,
o nuestro pecado.
We walk around this world believing that God cannot take care of anything that we're carrying.
Caminamos en este mundo creyendo de que él no puede cargar.
That our problems
algo,
are just too big for him.
De que nuestro problema es más grande que él.
As many of you know, my family kind of had a lot of crazy situations come up the last couple months.
Y como ustedes saben, mi familia ha pasado por momentos difíciles por los años, por los meses pasados.
And it was through every circumstance that I kept turning to God.
Y fue en cada circunstancia cuando yo iba a Dios.
But there was one circumstance when hospital bills came to my mailbox, and I'm going to be very transparent with you guys.
Y había un momento cuando los biles del hospital llegaron a mi correo, y estoy siendo transparente aquí.
That I decided this is my problem.
Que este es mi problema.
This is not God's problem.
Este no es el problema de Dios.
I understand who I serve and I understand how great God is.
Yo entiendo a quien sirvo y qué tan grande Dios es.
But I put my head down.
Pero yo puse mi rostro hacia abajo.
And I said, this is not God's problem to deal with.
Y dije, esto no es el problema de Dios para arreglar.
This is not something he can fix. This is just something I have to go through.
Este no es algo que él puede arreglar, sino es algo que yo tengo que pasar.
And it was not until last week that my mother-in-law came to ladies' retreat.
Y no fue hasta la semana pasada que mi suegra vino al retiro de damas.
And we were out eating, and as she told me, I was really bummed out that you weren't able to come to Thursday night service.
Y mientras estábamos comiendo, ella dijo que estaba triste porque yo no había venido al servicio en el jueves.
And as we were eating out, she told me about what the lady had spoke about Thursday night.
Y mientras estábamos comiendo, ella me dijo de qué fue lo que la predicadora había dicho.
And on Thursday night, I don't know who was here for ladies' retreat, but she was speaking about how God helped her meet her financial situations at the time of her need.
Y los que estuvieron aquí el jueves en la noche saben más la historia, pero yo escuché que ella estaba hablando de que Dios suplió su necesidad.
And as she told me this, I got in my car and drove away to go home.
Y mientras ella me dijo la historia, yo me fui para casa.
And I kept thinking about the story over and over. That's really awesome of everything that happened in this lady's life.
Y estaba pensando en la historia y dije, wow, eso está bueno, pero...
But at the end of the story,
pero al final de la historia,
I would tell myself, that's her story, not yours.
Y yo dije a mí misma, esa es la historia de ella, no mi historia.
And this is a problem that you're just meant to deal with.
Y esto simplemente es un problema que yo debo arreglar.
Until God took a moment out of my day and told me, when your child was in the hospital and you turned to me, did I not answer your prayers?
Hasta que Dios tomó un momento conmigo y me dijo que tú volteaste hacia mí cuando tu hijo estaba en el hospital y respondí tus oraciones.
When your husband was sick and you turned to me, did I not find ways to help you guys out?
Y cuando tu esposo estaba enfermo de salud, yo hice un camino.
Have you not seen my hand move over and over in your life?
¿No has visto mi mano en tu vida una y otra vez?
So why is it that in this situation you belittle me?
Entonces, ¿por qué es que en esta situación me haces de menos?
And in that moment I decided, you know what? I'm just going to go to ladies' retreat tonight and I'll just see what God speaks into my life tonight.
Y fue en ese momento cuando yo decidí venir el día siguiente.
Well, that night she asked for 3 lines. She asked for the Holy Ghost and
y en esa noche
healing.
Ella puso 3 líneas para poder.
So one was you'd get the Holy Ghost, healing and miracles.
Sí, uno era para recibir el Espíritu Santo, otro era para milagros y sanidad.
Now the story does not end. I got in a line and God. Somebody handed me a check, which that's what I was hoping for.
Entonces mi historia no fue de que yo estaba en línea y estaba recibiendo algo y lo recibí y me fui.
But what happened is I just got on my own side.
Sino lo que pasó fue que yo me puse a un lado.
And I started praying to God at that moment.
Y empecé a orar en ese momento.
And I just said, Lord, I lay this all down at your feet.
Y dije, Señor, dejo todo aquí a tus pies.
And I wish I could tell you that that's what happened or that I was the lady that the hospital called her a few days later and told her that her hospital bills had been paid in full, but that's not my story to tell.
Y me hubiera encantado compartir de que yo hubiera sido una de esas personas que habían llamado.
But the following Monday, I decided to call the hospital to pay one of Brendan's hospital bills.
Pero el lunes siguiente fue cuando yo llamé al hospital para pagar un pago del bill.
And I started to give her all the information for it.
Y fue cuando yo di toda la información.
And she answered with, ma'am, this account is at 0 right now.
Y ella dijo, señora, ya está en cero.
Well, of course, my heart dropped, and I thought, oh, my word, it went to collections.
Oh, pero mi corazón cayó y dije, oh, se fue para colecciones.
So I was like, oh, no, I've been paying it. I don't know, have I not been paying enough? Did it go to collections?
Y estaba asustada. Oh, no, no puedo pagar esto porque ya se fue para colección.
And she said, no, ma'am, somebody paid the bill in full. Your account is at zero.
Y ella dijo, no, señora, alguien pagó por tu bill y tu cuenta está a cero.
And it was in that moment that God said, this is just the beginning of what I can do.
Y fue en ese momento cuando dijo Dios, esto es solamente un comienzo de lo que yo puedo hacer.
If you just turned over to me in your circumstance.
Si tú solo vienes a mí en tu circunstancia.
And God told me, don't let your circumstance define me.
Y Dios me dijo, no dejes que tu circunstancia me defina.
But let me define your circumstance.
Pero déjame definir tu circunstancia.
In the verse that we read at the beginning,
y en el verso que leímos en el principio,
it was David singing a psalm unto God.
Y era David cantando un salmo a Dios.
After the persecution that Saul had put him through.
Después de la persecución que Saúl le estaba dando.
And in Psalms 18, 1 through 3, it says,
y en Salmos 18, 1 al 3, dice,
I will love you, O Lord.
Te amo, oh Jehová.
My strength.
Fortaleza mía.
The Lord is my rock.
Jehová es mi roca.
Is he your rock that you turn to when everything seems to fall apart?
Él es tu roca cuando tu mundo se acaba.
My fortress, my deliverer.
Mi castillo y mi liberador.
When you're in persecution, who is it that you turn to?
Cuando tú estás en persecución, ¿a quién vas?
My God, my strength, in whom I will trust.
Mi Dios, mi fuerza, en quien yo confiaré.
In your weakest moments, who is the God that you turn to when you feel like you have nothing to lay on?
En los momentos más débiles, es a Dios a quien tú vas.
My shield and the horn of my salvation.
Mi salvación, mi alto refugio.
My stronghold. I will call upon the Lord.
Yo invocaré a Jehová.
Who is worthy to be praised.
Quien es digno de alabar.
So shall I be saved from my enemies.
Y seré salvo de mis enemigos.
Is he the one that you call on when your circumstance just seems too much to bear?
Es a él a que a quien tú llamas cuando sientes que no puedes más.
Or have we as the church decided to pick and choose where God can work?
O como iglesia nosotros podemos decidir dónde Dios puede obrar.
If we could all stand.
Si se pueden poner de pie.
And if the musicians could come.
Y si los músicos pueden pasar.